Kevin Farris, F-A-R-R-I-S, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, 813-92. Today's 11-6. It's a 32-year-old young man comes in with a history of high Epstein-Barr virus titers causing palpitation, vertigo, fatty liver, leg pain, arm pain, palpitation, GI symptoms. Patient has seen the GI specialist, was told he had a small polyp in his gallbladder, but they didn't feel like that was causing his symptoms. And now he's going to get a esophagram tomorrow to see if that's the main reason for his esophageal spasm, period. Nevertheless, he has no other issues or problems. He's been on beta blockers, PPIs, which he takes on a PRN basis, and anxiolytics, which he doesn't really like to take on a regular basis, and he's not taking them, period. He does have a history of sleep apnea, very mild, not treated. His weight's stable. He's looking for a different job because he's under a lot of stress. He's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis. Continues to have spasm over the esophagus. He's scheduled to see the specialist tomorrow for esophagram, as was mentioned. Allergy, non-social, no smoking, no drinking. He's married, has a 13-year-old son at home. He's looking for a different job, but they want to stay in Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-A-R-D, till the son finishes school. Let's see, medical problems, Epstein-Barr virus infection with sequelae of the infection, medication, protonics, COVID immunization, not now, up to date, 197 pounds, stable, 98%, 97.1, 18, 65, 136 over 73, heart positive, some positive, two lungs, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows, non-ashram, mucosal, technological, non-focal. I repeated his echocardiogram for palpitation, his thyroid ultrasound, his lower and upper extremity ultrasounds, all within normal limits. Patient is doing very, very well. As far as his Epstein-Barr virus, the titers have come down. His symptoms are improving. He's been, again, tried on beta blocker, SSRIs, and he's not taking anything at this time. He's continuing with the PPIs. Period. He's sleeping well. He's tired a lot, but he's looking for a different job. He thinks that's causing a lot of his issues and problems. Period. In the paragraph, I did not add any medication to his regimen. Continue with the PPI till he gets his esophagram tomorrow, and that gives us a better idea what's going on with his esophagus. And if any other problems or issues noted, to let me know. I talked to him about Epstein-Barr virus and exercising on a regular basis, and he started doing that. Also, different job would be helpful because of the stress of the current job. And this was discussed with patient at length, too. Thank you.